Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Tes Vav. And once again, the Shulchan Aruch in this sif is going to give two cases in which one arranges a sheet of fabric, vilon, in a manner that should have been mutter, but in the process of arranging it, an ol whose roof is a tefach is going to be formed. Now, as it happens, in both of these cases, the vilon, the fabric, the curtain question, had strings bound to it from before Shabbos. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud, if you remember, taught that according to the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch follows this view, one cannot put up a sheet of fabric, a curtain, if it forms an ol whose roof is a tefach wide, even if it had strings bound to it from before Shabbos. Therefore, in both cases discussed in our Sif, arranging the fabric will be usur on account of the ol that will be formed in the process. So let's see. Yud Beis. Anota paroches v'chayotzeba. A person who unfurls this curtain or the like in order to hang it up, obviously. Tzarech lizayir. He has to be careful. Shelo yasa ol b'shash nagda, to avoid creating an ol while he unfurls it, while he pulls it out. Therefore, l'fichach, he paroches gedola, if the curtain is large, Tolonoso Shnayim. Two people can hang it up. Aval Echad Aser. But one person alone is not allowed to go ahead and do it. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif Katan Mem Gimel. Kol Zeh Uloshin HaRambam. Usvir Lei. He holds. Da'av Shad Estama Yesh Alei Achuti Nibarev Shabbos Shei Tluya Behen. He holds that even though the curtain presumably has strings from before Shabbos by which it is to be suspended, since why? Because otherwise, it would be usher to hang it according to the Rambam's opinion, as we saw Kamosha Kasav Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud, as we said in the introduction, like we saw on the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud. Afilu hachi sarach lizahir b'zeh. Even so, nevertheless, a person has to take care in this manner of preventing the curtain from forming an ohel. Again, the Rambam is following his own opinion here, because he holds that if the fold is a tefach wide, a string or drawstring will no longer be effective. This is in contrast to the opinion of Rashi, the Rush, the Tur, who maintained that a string or drawstring is always going to be effective, and there's no need to be concerned for the ohel created by the fold in the curtain. Okay, so that's important to point out. Sif katan mem dalid. B'shasha notel, while unfurling it, meaning klomar de b'shasha osei kliyasa, meaning that while one goes about hanging it, derechu shemiskapelas ma'at mirchava, it is typical for some of its width to fold over. Imiya hakefel tefach havelei ohel, and if the fold will be a tefach wide, it will constitute an ohel. Sif katan memhei toilen oso shnayim, two people can hang it up. The shnayim becholot loso kulo keechas shlo tiskapel, because two people can hang it all up at once, so that it will not fold over, which is not the case with one person. Why? Because one person can't go ahead and do it properly. Two people can keep it nice and spread out. For this reason, some people keep from hanging up a paroches on Shabbos to avoid any possibility of forming an ohel in the process. Now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. V'im haisa, If a canopy that has a canopy that has a roof, what is this? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, a canopy, memvav, kila, hainu yiria prusa milmala. This is a sheet of fabric spread over something, right? Milmala al ezed davar, spread over something. And it takes on a form that is similar to the draped garment that we described in Sif Yud, namely a roof is being formed with walls draping over its side. But there's going to be a major difference here between the two scenarios. There, the oil formed by the draped garment was narrower than a tefach wide. Okay? So look what he says. Umayri kishikarach aleh chut o meshicha mibo'od yom, dumi de paroches da'iri ba meikara, tzarech l'gazaram shiela karach chut. So he says the case here is where a string or rope was bound to it from before Shabbos, similar to the curtain that the Shulchan Aruch discussed beforehand, which according to the Rambam must have a string, mibo'od yom, bound to it from before Shabbos, as we said, okay, in Sif, Kedomah Le'elba Sif Yud. Ulahachi Masayim Sheyesh L'Gag. It's for this reason the Shulchan Aruch ends off his description of the canopy by saying that it has a roof. Hainu Sheyeh Apoponim Hagag Rochav Techav. Meaning that the roof is at least a tefach wide. The Kol Shekenechash Hagag Rochav Harbe. And certainly this would be true if the roof is very wide. The E Ein Lo Lamala Rochav Tefach, where it does not have a width of one tefach on top. Because then, it's not an issue at all. We established that one can spread it out according to all opinions. When a string or drawstring was bound to it from before Shabbos. So that's what he says, okay? That a canopy that has a roof cannot be spread out, okay? Oh, let's read the last thing. Let's read it again. A canopy that has a roof cannot be spread out even by 10 people. This is our case here. This canopy that has a roof cannot be spread out even by 10 people, because once again, it is going to be if shashlo tigba me'at me'al aretz v'tase o'al arai. It's inevitably lifted a bit off the ground, and it's going to form a temporary ohel. So let's spell out what the issue is here. Again, in Memvav, we just spelled out why there's a concern here, as opposed to because there's going to be some tefach-wide scenario. Now he says, since when it is inevitably lifted a bit off the ground, forming a OLRI, so look at the Mishnah Brura, Rotza Lomar, that is, we should, he says, the Lo Neima Hecha Shakila Hi Rechava. We should not think that when the canopy is wide, Shekola Chad Yiksho Rak Zoves Hakila Laksalam Venishar Emtza Hakila Munach HaGa'al HaKarka Ve'ein Shem OLLA. Right? You should not think that when the canopy is wide, let each person tie only a corner of the canopy to the walls, with the middle of the canopy resting on the ground, which does not have the status of the ohel. The Shulchan Aruch here is teaching us, right, Kamash Malan, he's informing us that this is going to be usur nonetheless, because the canopy will inevitably be lifted off the ground as the fabric is being stretched so that its corners are attached to the pegs. Some portion of it will inevitably be lifted off the ground and form an ohel above it. So again, what has to be done here is you can't do it when you have a canopy that has a roof. So it cannot be spread out even by 10 people. That's the biggest site here. The canopy hung with its middle on the floor. Here we go. Sif Yud Gimel. I believe this is the last Sif of the Siman. Amazing. So up until now, again, we had in Sifim Gimel through Zion, we had the guidelines for putting up tent-like, oval-like formations for some purpose other than sheltering or making use of the tent space. And we learned there that if the walls of this ohel-like formation were already in place from before Shabbos, one can place the roof on top of these walls on Shabbos itself. This was derived from the fact that one may place a pot, if you remember, over a stove on Shabbos. Now the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Tesamid Bey states that one cannot spread a cloth over the entire mouth of a vat on Shabbos. Now, assuming like Rashi and other Rishonim do, that the Isser is based on Ohel, so this has to be reconciled with the principles that we've established, because the walls of the vat were in place from before Shabbos, and one is not putting up the roof for the sake of making shelter-like use of the tent space. Plus, the Gemara says that one can spread the cloth over part of the mouth of the vat. Seemingly, if the issue here is creation of an ohel, then a roof of one tefach should be sufficient reason alone to aser it. So Tosfos deals with this by asserting that since the vat is very wide, there is a iser of ohel despite the fact that its walls were in place before Shabbos. The Achronim explain that this is because covering a very wide area bears significant resemblance to putting up a classic ohel. If, however, one is not covering the entire mouth, the resemblance to a classic ohel is sufficiently diminished to make it poor per minute. One more thing. The Shulchan Aruch is going to state here in our sif that this iser of covering the vat is gufa on a cut based on ohel, And the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that this is because it is very wide, like Tisus. But other Rishonim maintain that covering a kli never poses any concern for Ohel, and the Yisr of covering the entire mouth of the Chavis is for a completely different reason. The Mishnah Berurah will present their view and will issue and paskin his own psak on the matter. So let's see. Now we can start. You give him. Begesh ha-shaitchen al-pi ha-chavis l'chassas lo yishtachenu al-pnei kulo mishum oel. A cloth that is spread on top of a barrel to cover it. Lo yishtachenu al-pnei kulo mishum oel. Should not be spread over the entire mouth on account of oel. Eli yaniach tzas mimena megula. One should rather leave a part of it uncovered. The hani mili kisha hakuba perish the kli, when the kuba, meaning the container, chaseira tefach, is depleted such that the gap between its contents and the cloth is one tefach. Avalim eina chaseira tefach mutter. But if it is not depleted by one tefach, then mutter the ein kan ohel. So let's see this all in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat of Memches, Al Pi Achovis Mishum Oel, the Afal Gav Dishri Lahatzi Rakadeira, Al Gabi Kira, Velochashina Mishum Oel. He says, even though one can put a pot back on top of a stove on Shabbos, that we're not concerned for Oel. Hoel Vamachitis Kvara Suyois, because the walls were already up before Shabbos. Uva Oel Kazesh, Ein Kavanasala Oel, Elashim Mela Nasa, Ein Oasa, Elam Yasa Machitis Gamkain. And with respect to an oel like this, we already established where one's intention in a case like this is not for the sake of the tent space and it's merely being formed as a result. It is usher only if one creates the walls as well. As we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, we saw earlier in Sif Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Lomar Hol Da'akuba Rechava Yosavidai. Now we go to our introduction. So we can say and explain why there's an Isser here. Because since the vat, is a big, huge pot, is extremely wide, Nase ke Ohel, it becomes and is viewed and has the status of an Ohel. The Magen Avraham, we said, quoting Tosfos in the Ran, Ulefi Zeh, according to this, on the Shulchan Aruch, on the Kasav Shulchan Aruch Chavis, when he says a Chavis, we're talking Hainu Nami Berechava Harvey, we're talking about a very wide Chavis. The Kasav Magen Avraham is Sif Katan Vav. Magen Avraham writes in Sif Katan Vav, he says the same thing applies. We had this earlier by a wide crate that has a cover. If the cover is not attached with hinges, one is not allowed to place the cover on it on Shabbos. But a crate that is not so wide, though, can be covered. And then there's not going to be any concern for Oel. Because the walls of Achitzas, Kvarasuyos, the walls were already made. However, if one moves the chest, the teva, from one place to put it elsewhere and covers it there, Aser b'chol gadni, it's going to be Aser under any circumstances, Dahavi ayidei amad aso. Since putting the chest, the teva, in the new location, kilu oseh ha-machitza ma'kisu b'yachad. That is the equivalent of putting up the walls and the cover together when you move the teva. Therefore, he says, "L'chein tzarich lizayir b'sudos gedolos." You have to be very careful and take caution at big banquets. Shavanichen shulchanos alchavios, where it is common to place tabletops on barrels. You have to be very careful. Tzarich lizayir sheyafoch tzarachavios. You have to be careful to turn the mouth of the barrel right. Hapasuach litzada karka, so that it faces the ground. And one should place the table tap on the sealed end. Og kasav, he writes as well, the tish kestel, shenishma kula min ha-shulchan. He writes also, the Chai Adam, that was the Chai Adam, this is the Chai Adam also writing, that a tish kestel, a drawer that was completely removed from the table, shenishma kula min ha-shulchan, right? You have a drawer that was completely removed from the table. So if its space is a tefach deep, it cannot be put back since one is creating an ohel. Wow. B'chein mita shekoren shlafbank. And also, he said the same with regard to a bed called a shlufblank, a sleeping bench. Sheyesh lo kisui ve'ena mechubarim betzirim, which has a cover that is not attached with hinges. Ein lahasir la kisui. One should not put the cover back on it, since this involves creation of an oil. The yesh b'zeh mishum asiyas oil. Mikol makom ein lemcholus benoagim lahakel. Now comes the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, nevertheless, one should not give a macha to those who are makel in all of these cases. The yesh lema mishi yismochu, because they have who to rely on, namely, heim dasa raivid, the Rajba, shavila kama, which I'm going to bring up momentarily. He says in Sifkat memtes, v'gam dasa bach ayin sham, and ayin, and also he says the Bar Halacha. So what is these other opinions? Look at memtes, Sifkat memtes, chaser tefach, it's depleted such as a gap between its contents and the cloth, is one tefach, klomar meaning she'ena malaya. It means that the vat is not full. Dim lokein ain kan ohel. For if it were full, there would be no ohel. Ela kishachaseira, but rather when it is depleted such that, what? She'esh me'akisui ad masha betoch hakuba tefach, when it is depleted such that from the cover until the contents of the vat, there is a tefach, Mishum Hachi Mikri Ohel. Mishum Hachi Mikri Ohel. That is what is going to, right? That is what's going to grant it the status of an Ohel. However, now he's going to point out the Das of the Ravid and the Rajba. The Das HaRavid, the HaRajba, the B'chol Gavni Ein B'Kisui Kelim Mishum Ohel. They hold that under no circumstances is covering a Kli pose an issue of ohel. None at all. V'had asur b'gemara l'chos al kuba gigis, and they hold that that which the gemara asked covering the entire kuba, the vat, is because it looks like nisha nira k'mishamer, totally different malacha, because it looks like one is about to be over the isser of mishamer, which is what? Rotsa lomar kilu misanein minapsoles. That is as if one is filtering waste, type of boirer, from wine, and allowing the clear wine to fall into the vat. It's appropriate to be machmir in accordance with the view of the Shulchan Aruch, since that is the opinion of Rov Rishonim. Therefore, if you have a large barrel of water on Shabbos, if it is not full, but not full, and those that are making on this, you don't have to say anything to them. Like we said earlier in Sif Katan Memches. Now the poskim state that the concern for Ol in covering a wide kli applies only if one has use for the tent space underneath the cover. So the Gan HaMelech brought down the Shari Tshuva basically maintains that accordingly, the isser of covering the vat would apply only, for example, if it contains, by the vat, only if it contains wine, since one needs the air in order to maintain the aroma of the wine. It would not apply, for example, if the vat contains oil or honey, where one has no need for the space. But we see here that Mr. Brura clearly disagrees, since he gives a case in which the barrel contains water. So the Orcha Shabbos explains that according to Mr. Brura, the purpose of the tefach is only to create the technical ohel. But once that space exists, the entire space of the barrel, including the part that is full of liquid, is viewed as the tent space of the ohel. And therefore, one surely needs that space to hold the liquid. The truth is, this is a big Torah in Rav Chaim, the Chiddush Rav Chaim Halevi, in the Al Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Meis. You should check it out. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph. The Sharetzion points out that if it was even somewhat covered from before Shabbos, one can completely cover it on Shabbos, since adding to a temporary hole, as we said, is mutter on Shabbos. The Ketos HaShulchan states that at least one tefach of the cover should be in place from before Shabbos. He explains that although that tefach does not constitute an ohel at all, since one is actually allowed to cover the vat that much on Shabbos, the only reason one is not allowed to put the whole cover on the kli is because it bears too close a resemblance to Ol. So merely adding to an existing cover, however, no longer gives the impression of forming an ohel, and therefore he holds it's mutter, at least one tefach is required, so that a significant part of the cover was in place from before Shabbos.